Okay. 154. How can a person strengthen his ratzon? So this is it. If the ikar ha'ikarim, if the main thing of the main thing, yesod ha'yesodos, is the ratzon, the driving force of all of life, how do we strengthen that? How do we fire that up? So the Zohar Kadosh, likens the body to a dying ember and the soul to a fire. If the body does not burn brightly with the light of the soul, it must be struck. You gotta hit it. You gotta fire it up. In other words, the ratzon is hidden and covered over by the physicality of the body and the control the body has over the soul. Right? We think that our ratzon is, I have a ratzon to make money, I have a ratzon to eat, I have a ratzon to sleep. That's, you could call it maybe ratzon. It's not the ratzon. That's a body ratzon. It's a whole world lower than the ratzon that we're discussing. The body must be struck and purified, right? The problem is, you can't hear the ikar ratzon, the true ratzon that's inside of you, which is really the ratzon Hashem. Right? The neshama gets all of its coding from Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. You can't even hear that as long as the body's ratzonos are still speaking loudly. Mm-hmm. And the body's always more loud. Like, just imagine, just who was louder? Esav or Yaakov? I mean, it's like obvious.
It's like an extrovert and introvert.
It's an extrovert and introvert because the extrovert, the body, likes this world. And he wants to be dealing with this. The introvert says, I just want to sit in my house and learn and daven and meditate and be davuk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then for Mamele, it's going to be quieter. Just the way it goes. So you have to break open the body to be able to hear the soul inside. But this avoda of fasting and self-affliction, which is certainly striking the body, is not relevant to most people in our generation. I'm going to tell you, there is a mahalach of fasting and self-affliction to destroy the body, but that's not what's going to be here, as our Sefar HaKadosh was stated already 200 years ago. From the time the Baal Shem came in, he stopped that. Mesil Sesharm speaks about such a madrig as Mesil Sesharm in Chassidus. He stopped it.
Right.
Not for us. Therefore, we will not deal with this aspect. Okay, so now how else do you strike the body? There's another method which was adopted by many tzaddikim during their periods of hisbodidus. I like to call solitude. Right? Not solitude, it's solitude. That's because at the time it's the attitude of the soul.
Cute.
To be by itself. Thank you. Thank you.
I like that.
There's certain chidushim that come down, like, how did no one say this before? Maybe they did, but like they didn't brand it.
That's for sure.
Get on that.
Solitude.
That's connecting to the soul, being by yourself. They would cry out and scold themselves for their lack of true ratzon to become close to Hashem. They would, the Chavetz Chaim used to do this. They have edus, they have testimony that he would be in his attic and he would be like, Mayor, what's wrong with you? When are you gonna become a yid? When are you gonna learn? This is Chavetz Chaim in his older years. When are you gonna learn more? When are you gonna, love Jews like you're supposed to? They would scold themselves repeatedly until their hearts would open up somewhat. This is also not simple. First of all, one must know how to do this, to cry out from the inner depth of one's heart, not from the mind. One also needs inner fortitude that he can truly scold himself. One who is not so strong will either not scold himself honestly or might become dejected and bitter. Certainly, one cannot grow through sadness and self-deprecation. So that's out. If we can't beat up the body, we can't yell at the body. So what are we doing? 155. For us, the most effective method is for a person to designate a quiet place to speak to Hashem in his own language. Solitude. When you go into his bodhis, when you go into solitude, you're not speaking from the place of body, or at least maybe the beginning you are, but we have to get past that. When a person goes to his bodhis, we're going to talk, you can't, it's not about asking for things that you need. People make this mistake. You already did that in Shema Kamalini for like 30 years. But it's not the point. I could play you a voice note that I got the other day. Guy tells me that he woke up early, and he was doing some early hisbodidus, and he was just going through what to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and he starts and he hit it. You could say a lot of words, and that's good, but there's a big difference when you're saying words and it's intellectual, and when it hits the heart. So you could hear from this person, Imamish at the heart, and he was almost crying. He's like, I'm so blessed. I have so much more than most people. And he just kept going. He was zochet to really hit it. That's from the soul. It's not from the body. The body doesn't thank. The body says, "Can I have some more, please?" Right? The soul says, "Oh, let's just sit on what I already received and appreciate." It's a big difference.
When it comes to this voidness, I remember you told me once, like, the first step that a lot of people skip is that you have to be at peace with who you are first and accept yourself.
That's alone. That's to be alone.
Right, to be alone.
To be alone.
Be quiet before you even talk to Hashem. Just to be alone. It's super hard to do that, though.
It is. That's the true first step. I mean, again, everything that's the true first step of anything, the Yisod of Avoda, sometimes you can't get right to it. So you have to do other things, but never forget what the Iker is, what you want to get back to. Right? Even if you can't, let's say you can't get to that in Madrig of just being alone. So, okay, so thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for a million things. Even, it's not coming from the deepest place. So what? Be in the game. And eventually...
Weiter.
Yeah, weiter. Exactly. That's what that's the Iker is. For example, he might say, so let's go back to this Baruch Hu. He says, for example, he might say, Master of the world, you know that I want to be close and attached to you. Right? What Rav Schwartz revealed, it's a Pella, and he's bringing it down from, it comes from Baal Shem, it comes from others, but not as clear, is that, well, everybody does external acts. We want to break the body. Okay, we want to break the body. So, okay, so how do you break the body? Fast. Self-flagellate yourself, something crazy, right? Or yell at yourself, okay? So, although that breaks the body, it's still external to what? What is the it in this world? What is the one thing? Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's everything we've been talking about in this whole Sefer. So Schwartz says, why don't you just go right for the kill? Let's go right for it. How do you go right for it? Use your mouth and talk. It's like I have people talk to me about what I do with this guy, this, what's going to be with this guy, how do I handle the situation? I'm like, why don't you just go talk to him? Of course, that's hard, but just go talk to him. That... Everything that you're nervous about will be alleviated once you just talk to him and ask him, well, how do you feel about this? What are you asking me?
Indirect.
Yeah, just go right to the source. That's a lot of times that's how it is. We dray around all the time.
Fear.
There's different reasons why we're not going right for the source. Sometimes a person just doesn't think, he just doesn't think like that. We've been trained so much to go around. We've been learned to, right? Security is roots. It all started when we left Mitzrayim, you know? We went around about, right? Not Derech Eretz Plishtim. So we always had this inside of us. We always go around. Sometimes you just got to go right for it. So Rav Schwartz teaches, just go right for it. You want to work on your Ratzon? So who's the one who gives the Ratzon anyway? The Bar Yolam. Yes, it's true. Technically, your body covers it over. So if you break the body, you could open it up. Of course, that's true. But why don't you go right for the source? Master of the world, you know that I want to be close and attached to you. Straight. However, my Ratzon is too weak. Say it honest. Say it open. I know that my entire purpose here is to become close and attached to you. And this is dependent on my really wanting it. So I know the Iker's Devek is, but I need Ratzon for that. In my present state, now you're being open. Honest. In my present state of not really wanting it very much, it is impossible for me to attain closeness to you. The only way to have Kirvas Elokim is to really put the effort in. Because everything in this world pushes away from that. Everything in the world seems like there is no. I see tables, I see chairs, I see svarim, I see money, I don't see God. You have to put a lot of energy into the system. Please, Master of the world, help me and plant in my heart a true ratzon to be close to you. Wow, that's simple. That's easier than fasting. You say this over and over and over again each time, even if it's not from the heart, but it's from the intellect, knowing this is true but not feeling it somewhat, again and again. And again, that's how you break through the body. What's it a mashal to? What's the mashal of this?
The water dripping on the rock.
Water dripping on the rock from Yekiva. This is the way to break the body. One drop didn't look like it did anything on the rock. You're right. But again, and again, and again. And you don't know, right? Because we call our heart sometimes a lev evan.
Mm.
It's called the heart of stone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you just keep dripping and dripping and dropping and dripping and dropping, eventually Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he's reached his quota. We don't know. Could be 10,000 times. 10,000? We don't know. You just keep going, and eventually it opens up. And even if it doesn't open up, it doesn't matter, because what's the avoda? This is the Iker avoda.
The Hishtadlus.
It's never about what happens, because you can't choose that. You just do what you need to do. Technically, we could explain what will happen after you do it a certain amount of times. Kadosh Baruch Hu does open people up, but we don't expect that. We hope whenever that happens. But this is it. Straight for the source. There's nothing better than this. Nothing more powerful than this. It's emotional. It's real. Instead of trying to break the body and allow the soul out, you're trying to break into the neshama and break it out. Right? That's what this little tefillah is doing.
Reveal
it. Right? We're trying to, it's a totally different mahalach. Right? Everything in this, in the world of nigla goes chitzoni pinimi. You have to break the chitzon, break the body in order to allow the pinimis out, which is very difficult. Doesn't even always happen. But we're going to go the whole inyan in this sefer is to turn everything inside out. Go right to the pinimis, go right to the soul, go right to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's a simple tefillah. Simple. To maybe some shritas. So Rav Nachman was saying, he just didn't express it. Oh, I mean, he did express it, but Schwartz is giving us a guidebook how to do it. In this fashion, each person should elaborate in his own words, according to the best of his ability, day after day, and speak it from your own. Right? Self. What you want, what you feel, what you're connected to. It will mature over time. You can go back to the beginning of the sefer, start again, and every single day you read. It takes about, a minute, not even, to read one of these numbers, 30 seconds. Go through it a little slow, and then say a little tefillah on it. I just learned this, and, let me be zochel to that. Simple. In this fashion, each person should elaborate in his own words according to the best of his ability day after day. Right? So simple, but the most powerful. This method has two great advantages. Number one, speaking in this manner itself inspires shiratzen. Right? The dibur itself. Right? You could talk yourself into things. That's one of the inyanim of here. You could talk yourself into ratzen. You could talk yourself into feeling excited to be connected to Kodesh Baruch. And two, since he's praying for it, it's considered a tefillah also. Right? Hashem will hear this prayer. It's a double. First of all, you're doing it to yourself. You're psychologically, you're or whatever, however you want to say, you're revving your own engines, A. And B, it's also a tefillah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu hears it. And Hashem will help him that he will really want to be close to Hashem. If a person stubbornly persists in this for a long time, even the Vilna Gaon says, akshanas. Right, to be an akshan is one of the worst midas. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael by Mitzrayim. Right? A stiff-necked people. Stubborn. But if you use it to Kedusha, if you use stubbornness in a way of Avodah Hashem, never letting anything tell you no, it becomes the holiest. It cuts all cuts. So if a person stubbornly persists in this for a long time, meaning he's saying these tefillahs, not feeling anything, I don't care, I'm still doing it anyway.
Can go either way.
Yeah, that's how it always is. Right? The Eish of Kas could turn into the Eish of Hislavus. You could be the angriest person or the most excited person. It's fire inside. I'll go upon him, if a person stubbornly persists in this for a long time, and keeps asking to have the Ratzin to be close to Hashem, Hashem will surely help him, and he will develop a true Ratzin. When? We don't know. But this is the Avodah.
Is that true with any time you doubt for anything, or is it specifically things in, I want to be close to you, I want to be double to you, Hashem? Because it's different. I'm not talking about the bodily things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, only Kedusha.
Depends what and how exactly how, but there are certain things that if a person would continue to die for and not give up, many of us give up after a month or two. But if you would stubbornly persist, when a person will not stop, right? Usually he will not stop only if it's something that's truly, truly urgent or yesodi. If he will not stop, then he reaches the level called emes. Because emes means, I've explained it, I think, emes is from aleph to tuf, right? Aleph, mem, tuf, aleph, tuf. It's something that it's true. Something that's true doesn't end. Something that's sheker ends. So if you have a true tefillah, you have true ratzon, you won't stop. If you stop somewhere halfway in the zavoda, it means it was never true to you. It might have been a true thing. I want a ratzon to serve you. But if you stop after a month or two because you didn't get it, maybe because it was really out of gaiva, maybe it was really out of taiva, who knows? If it's true, you won't stop, and then eventually, karav Hashem, this is the pasuk. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem is close to all those who call upon Him. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. L'chol Hashem yikru'u be'emes. But only those who call about Him be'emes. That's mamash the whole sefer. That's why you have to get into daily, again and again, and davening for these things. Short tefillahs. between you and Kadosh Baruch Hu again and again and again. Just don't stop.
They went through it, I guess, just very close.
All right. Let's we'll continue tomorrow. All right. Let's go to the back to the Gemara here.